playing good squash round, you know, see? You take lots of times, some years you will have a dry year, and hay scarce, corn scarce, things like that. And the next few years are even harder to get around, you know, get by with.
Did I ask you about little children who get out on the grass and put their heads down, kick their feet, and flop over on their back?
They're turning somersaults.
Yeah. And the fellow went out to a pond and jumped up and down on the board and then went up the air and landed in the water on his...
That's a springboard.
So he did what?
Diving.
Uh-huh. What did he do?
He just dived into the water, you know, and emerged plumb out of sight. Yeah, that's what they call a springboard.
Do you have any special word for diving in like that and striking the water flat on your stomach?
That'd be what we call a belly buster.
Well, boy, they really would do, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I've done that a many times.
Did anyone around here ever drown?
Yes, we have one once in a while, every little bit. Drowned over here on the Spavino Lake. Every little bit one drowns over there. They get out on that big lake. It's a big lake, you know. Storm come up or something. Turn their boat over. There's two men drowned over there about 6 or 8 months ago. And there's one of them wasn't found for 2 or 3 months. And there's a boy fishing and found him. He drifted up back in some brush like, and of course his decayed body, you know, and everything like that. But oh yes, there's one drowns every little bit over there.
You sure went on a fishing trip to find the body. What did you call it when your children were...
Hi, J.D.
Hi.
Hey, Carl, how are you? You getting lots of milk?
Huh?
Getting lots of milk?
All
just about the same, huh?
What did you call it when your children were small and they couldn't walk yet?
You'd say it was crawling.
Uh-huh.
It crawled, you know, see.
Were they climbers?
Yes, sometimes they'd climb a tree after they got a little bigger, you know. But hardly ever would do that until they got so they could walk good, you know.
I was talking to a fellow and he said his little 3-year-old daughter climbed up on top of the windmill. Had 7 children, and this one was a climber.
Well, she really was a climber, wasn't she?
He didn't mind her going up, but he'd always have to go up and get her to bring her down.
Yeah.
She couldn't get down again. Now, we mentioned hunker. Is that the same as crouch?
Hunker down, yes, that'd be about the same thing. You hunker down, you know, you get down just on, not get your knees on the ground, just kind of squat down, hunker down, you know, that's what they'd call hunker down.
And if the fellow got his knees on the ground, what would you say he'd done?
You'd say that fellow's got down on his knees for some reason.
Would you say he'd use any special term for getting down on his knees like that?
No. Just, it ain't no trouble to get down on a feller's knees. I wouldn't know how you'd use any special.
I was just wondering if you'd say kneeled or knelt or...
Well, you'd say kneel down or something. Yeah, that'd be all right.
Now, what would you say if a fella went to sleep, woke up after a while, and told you about all these things that had just happened? You say, oh, they didn't really happen, you just...
Dreamed them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.